Blog Talk Radio.
And not only the image, but even down to the name. Where it's only in modern English that we have the name Jesus. A couple of hundred years ago, that name never existed.
The mainstream media is ignoring this information. Most of the alternative media is also ignoring it.
The way.
Poetic Energy Network.
Station.
Shalom, what's going on, man? We back in the place, on the way with you, Hillside. We're back for another week, praise Yahuwah for another week, another Sabbath. You know, we're, you know, getting our rest in, and, you know, we got the feast coming up this week. We got the Feast of Trumpets, you know, we got that going on Monday, second day of the week, and then we believe, and then you know, we got some other things coming on. The feast, the fall feast is here, so it's an exciting time. It's exciting things going on. So let's just dive into it. We got so much, just so many things going on. But let's pray it up. Father Yahuwah and Yahushua Mashiach name, we thank you for today. We thank you for waking us up. We thank you for another day in which we can continue to search, continue to seek your face and to find out what's going on in this hemisphere, in this world, as in accordance to your scriptures, according to revelations, according to the words you have written through the servants, the prophets, telling us everything that would happen. Yahushua said, behold, I've told you, you know, he told us all things. So we thank you, Father, we thank you, and we esteem your name. We pray that you would lead us by your will, HaKadosh. Yahushua Mashiach name, we pray, so be it. Hallelujah, amen. So, it's been a lot going on over this past couple weeks, and you probably, unless you live under a rock, you heard about what's been going on. So, you know, we'll touch a little bit about it. I mean, you got a lot of things stirring, and this fall is going to be very interesting. I mean, because it's like everything is going to hit the fan. Because, number one, okay, you got the presidential elections going on, in which I personally believe, Obama's going to, you know, win that again. And not any personal preferences or personal beliefs as far as policies or anything like that, because they're both, wicked and controlled by the Illuminati. But it just seems to be a lot of things going on, and right now, one of the we'll just go over some small things. Remember a couple weeks ago, we were telling you about the Department of Homeland Security, you know, ordering a lot of weapons, and they're still ordering ammunition for something. You know, of course, they don't let this out. But like I said before, this administration under Obama has ordered more. The Department of Homeland Security, which was created by George Bush, has ordered more ammunition than pretty much any other administration, you know, in history. And so you got this going on. They're still ordering, the ammunition over there, over here, and it's getting very interesting. You know, a lot of people are saying, you know, America is turning to a police state, which is, you know, is pretty much true. I mean, we told you about what they're doing in New York, with that. We're telling you about, I mean, you can see, we've seen with the healthcare law how they're taking away, you know, the amendments and the Colorado situation and all these things, which are leading up. These things are snowballing in effect. And so now, what you have is these things jumping off. And so we want to take you back a little bit. If you remember the Occupy movement. You remember the whole movement about, you know, the 99% versus the 1%. You know, the wealthiest people, you know, control the wealthiest 1% control the pretty much all the wealth. And 99 are either middle class or poor. you know, we talked about that. And we talked about who actually had started that and who the address was registered to, who had registered the website, which was, I believe, around this, I'm not sure, but I think it was like October or something. It was around the same. It was around the same time, I believe, last year, if I'm not mistaken. No, please don't quote me. But you had that, and it was registered actually by the government. So the government actually, right in New York, had created this whole thing about Occupy movement, and this thing was pushed forth by the government, right? And so, however, Americans took hold of it. You know, felt like it was the people who had started this movement, well, was actually the government, the Illuminati, who started this movement to get people to push, like, to push this idea. And you can see this ideology of what America, you know, this Hegelian dialect in which, you know, Americans try to create something in order to perpetrate their agenda. And so if you've seen movies like Batman, you've seen that Batman, the whole theme of the Occupy movement is actually in that movie too. The whole thing about, you know, we the people, you know, against the rich and all these things. Basically, it's a tactic to get people on one accord for them to perpetrate their agenda. So we're not dumb to the, you know, Hashitan, the adversary's agenda and schemes and tricks, because that was a trick, because you could easily fall into, you know, oh, yes, that is true, you know, we need to, you know, fight against, you know, the taxes and, you know, all this, and how come the rich, and, you know, you're getting that boat and rah-rah and cheer and, you know, standing against these buildings and all this stuff when that's what they actually want you to do. So now we want to talk about today, what's going on today. Now, you probably heard a couple days ago you had some video, I guess an amateur video, I think it was called Innocence to Muslim or something like that. It was a YouTube video, was released by like an amateur filmmaker or something, I guess, bashing Prophet Muhammad. And we know that, number one, you know, Prophet Muhammad was, we're not even going to say he was a prophet, he was a false prophet. He was a false prophet who had, you know, demonic seizures, who saw false revelations of what he thought he saw, and they ended up writing, you know, the Quran and all these false scriptures. And he was no prophet of Yahuwah. He was a false prophet because a lot of things, number one, that he said never came to pass. So, you know, that's mark of a false prophet. And so, you know, this video gets out. The Muslims take it the wrong way, I guess. And what the media has been portraying is that this is one of the reasons why they're, you know, they're acting out. And I think they killed a couple of Americans. They killed an ambassador. They killed an ambassador, an American ambassador. You know, so things been going on in Libya, Lebanon, and over there in the Middle East. A lot of things been going on. They've been kind of uproar and anti-American because they're perpetrating this video, you know, to America. Now, one thing I did find out this morning is that they're saying, you know, quote unquote, you know, this is what the words on the street is, that video that was released was actually an Israeli video, Israeli inspired video. So we'll have to keep looking upon that story. But we know that, number one, you know, these things, you're telling me, I'm sure if you go on YouTube, there's millions of videos talking about Islam and talking about, you know, Prophet Muhammad, the false prophet Muhammad. And you're saying one video all of a sudden gets the whole Muslim world uproar. You had Hillary Clinton standing up there saying, hey, this is not a reflection upon the, you know, upon the American people, you know, that, you know, we think like this. But now let me tell you the agenda that's going on now. I just also seen some news now that, number one, the Pentagon has released some troops into these nations like Libya. I mean, they released some Marines and different troops into these nations because of the uproars and it getting out of hand. So what's beginning to happen? According to the scriptures, what's beginning to happen? And this thing will continue to trickle, and this thing continue to boil over, because even from the Occupy movement, even from these different things that are happening, what you have happening. Oh, before we get to reveal that point to what's happening in the scriptures, let's add upon that. Let's pause right there. Now, guess who else you had come to Libya and to that whole area of the Middle East? Guess who you else had come? One of the big players in the scripture, you had the Pope come over there. You had the Pope, and that added to one. You had the Pope come over there and talk about basically, you know, the whole idea, you know, what Catholic is. The word Catholic means universal. The whole idea of universal, you know, religion and, you know, us getting together and peace and all this nonsense, you know, that they're not trying to hear. And so the Pope came there speaking this speech, trying to win over the Muslims and basically calm the tension down in the Middle East. So I think he's over there for a couple of days. So these are things to watch out for, because these things are unfolding in front of our eyes. And what you want to talk about now is whatever the motivation of this video. This was a spiritual trigger by the Israelis, by the powers that be, the Illuminati, and all these people, in order to force and to construct the Middle East into the system in which the scriptures said that it will be constructed into. I mean, you have to remember, the Pentagon has the same agenda as what they call the Club of Rome. Now, the Club of Rome, their agenda is, you got to listen carefully. The Pentagon, their same agenda is the agenda of the Club of Rome. Now, the Club of Rome, what they want to do is they want to construct what they had. They had a plan, and the Club of Rome, I mean, consisted of members. You know, you had like the Rothschilds and people like this, the people who run the nation, basically, you know, the wealth and all this, in which I can't remember where it was, but they could have had this meeting in somewhere in London. Well, basically, they came up with a system in which they wanted to divide the world into 10 sections, okay? They wanted to divide the world into 10 sections for it to be a one world power and sovereignty, and all these nations to be together. Now, of course, you know, that sounds like it rings a bell, because, you know, in Revelation, it talks about the 10 kingdoms, which are not, you know, they're coming to get their power. Now, if you look all across the map, I'm not sure, but it's about most of these nations that is talked about in Revelations have already took place and already in shape and in form. The only nations that are really behind is the nations in the Middle East. And so we talked about that before. We talked about why does it seem like America, you know, they're going to Iraq. Yes, we understand that they're trying to get, you know, they lied about it going to Iraq and Iran, trying to get, you know, and they're going to these different places to try to get oil and, you know, the George Bush things. And we know there's no weapons of mass destruction and all these different things. But we never talked about the greater issue. The greater issue is, why have they been going into Iraq and trying to reconform their government? Why have they been trying to go into, you know, Libya and all these different nations that they've been trying to go over and try to perpetrate their agenda? And why have they supposedly killing different people and trying to, you know, reconstruct their government and all this thing? All these things have been modeled toward what the scripture says is going to happen, is that region over there is going to be split up into sections in order for the sovereignty of the 10 nations to come about. Now, we could get into detail about these things. We could get into detail about, you know, about what nation is going to be, what nations are going to be. But we just want to give you the overview this week about this is what's going on. This is what this whole thing, even this whole, you know, this whole Muslim thing. I mean, all these things are geared to these things. They want to create outroar. They want to create uproar for them to perpetrate their agenda. And not only mention that the Pope is coming over there, you know, and speaking and talking about universal peace and, you know, the Christians and the Muslims getting together and all these fancy things that they, you know, that they perpetrate, is this is what they want to do. And so this is something that we got to continue to watch, man, because this is really, 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 really heating up over there. I mean, you have these people, you have all these things going on. And so you're listening to the Poetic Energy Network station. I'm your host, Sid, and we're on the way. So, yeah, this is what you have going on over there. And so we wanted to just give you a brief, synopsis of that to be aware and to continue to watch what's going on over there. And we wanted to just read a couple of scriptures so we can we're going to read we're actually going to turn to Revelations, and we're going to read Revelation chapter 12, verse 17. And it says, "And the dragon was enraged with the woman and went to fight the remnant of her seed, those guarding the commands of Elohim and those possessing the witness of Yahushua." Okay. So then we want to read down to Revelation 13, verse 10. It says, "He who brings into captivity shall go into captivity. He who is killed with the sword shall be killed with the sword. Here is endurance and belief of the set of promise." This is things that we could think about and understand for us to have endurance. So this is a couple of verses that we wanted to go over, and also wanted to go over a little bit. Because, you know, we got the Feast of Trumpets coming up. And the Feast of Trumpets, what is the Feast of Trumpets? So when we have the Feast of Trumpets, so we can know what are we actually celebrating? What's actually going on? What are we actually looking forward to? This is one of the fall feasts, which has not been actually fulfilled yet. There's some feasts that have been already fulfilled, like you talk about Passover, you know, you talk about Passover, you talk about Tabernacles, you talk about some different feasts. But, you know, Tabernacles, that when the children of Israel came out of Egypt, Mizraim, that they dwelled in Tabernacles before they got to the Promised Land, and that's also, I mean, that was fulfilled, but it's also a future fulfillment, because when this time is over, when this age is over, we will dwell with Yahushua. But you remember, there's 1,000 years. So for 1,000 years, we're almost tabernacling with Yahushua before we get to the eighth day, which is, you know, what people saw the eighth day, which is eternity. And so it's like a transition period right there. So that's what Tabernacles is the transition period. So that's one of the things to be fulfilled. So when we talk about some feasts, you know, some feasts have been fulfilled, you know, like you said, the Passover, something like, you know, the Day of Atonement, you know, these different things are fulfilled. But trumpets is one of the things that we look forward to, because you got to remember, none of the seven seals have been broken yet. So when you talk about when Yahushua starts to break these seals in the end times of Revelation, which are coming upon us very quickly, and we're just in the birth pains. You know, we're just in the birth pain, because you got to remember, a woman has birth pains before she gives birth. So that's not actually, you know, that's not actually birth. Yeah, it begins to hurt, but the real pain is going to come when the seals actually get broke. And so the seven trumpets, what you have is you have seven seals. You have seal one, you have seal two, all the way up to seal seven. And when Yahushua breaks seal seven is the seven trumpets of Elohim, which is the fullness of the wrath of Yahuwah, which is the day of Yahuwah. So the day of Yahuwah is the seventh seal. And Yahushua comes at the seventh seal and the seventh trumpet. So this is what you got to remember. You know, a lot of Christians have confused it, and we used to think, well, you know, the trumpets are blown, you know, at seal one, they start blowing the trumpets. You know, no. The trumpets are the end, are at the end of the seals. You know, the trumpets are at the end of the seals. And we'll go over that real quick so you can understand. Okay? Let's go to Revelation chapter 8. And so we got to understand, number one, when you talk about the book of Revelation, that we're not, none of these seals have, like, symbolically, a lot of these things that have happened in Revelations, that symbolically, these things have happened. Some of these things have happened. You know, because we can look at things. But what you guys are, you also got to remember, just like if we go back and we read Yahushua's words, like just like they had fled into the mountains back then, you know, when they came to destroy Jerusalem, which was true, and they fled into the mountains. And yes, that prophecy had been fulfilled in somewhat, but also that prophecy is for future fulfillment in which that word will be complete. Because you got to remember, the word of Yahuwah is just so depth. I mean, there's so much depth to Yahuwah's word, you can't just say once a word is fulfilled that word will never be repeated and fulfilled again. I mean, that's the magnitude of Yahuwah's words. But if you read Revelation chapter 8, it says, "And when he opened the seventh seal, there came to be a silence in the heaven for about a half an hour. And I saw seven messengers who were standing before Elohim, and to them were given seven trumpets." So this is what you got to remember. Is the Feast of Trumpets, the Feast of Trumpets is this. The Feast of Trumpets is the Day of Yahuwah. This is what we're thinking about. This is a future happening. Because this is when the secret of Elohim will be finished. This is when his judgment on the earth will be finished, because it is the day of Yahuwah. And you always heard about the prophets talking about the day of Yahuwah. The day of Yahuwah is so dreadful. The day of Yahuwah, you know, is going to be darkness and clouds. And you read about Amos, how he talks about the day of Yahuwah. As a matter of fact, let's go to Amos. So this is the day of Yahuwah. A lot of people don't understand that the seventh seal is the day of Yahuwah. And how he told the Israelites back then to keep the Feast of Trumpets. This is what you're talking about. Because you think about a trumpet. A trumpet signifies, you know, warning. You know, they used to give people warning. If you go back and you think about Yahushua ben Nun. You think about Yahushua ben Nun, you think about the walls of Jericho and how they marched around, you know, seven times and they blew the trumpet and the walls fell down. That's symbolic too, because that's like when they blow these trumpets, you know, Babylon is going to fall. The world is going to fall. The structure of this current society will fall once the day of Yahuwah comes. But if we go to Amos, okay, chapter 5, verse 18. It says, woe to you who are longing for the day of Yahuwah. What, it says, what does the day of Yahuwah mean to you? It is darkness and not light. As when a man flees from a lion, a bear shall meet him, or enter into his house and rest it upon his hand on the wall, and a serpent shall bite him. Is not the day of Yahuwah darkness and not light? It is not very dark with brightness, it says, with no brightness in it. Okay, this is what we're talking about. It's talking about the day of Yahuwah. Look what if you go to Revelations. If you go to Revelations chapter 6, verse 15, it says, and the sovereigns of the earth and the great ones, the rich ones and the commanders and the mighty and every slave, every free one, hid himself in the caves and the mountains and the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who is sitting on the throne and from the face of the wrath of the Lamb, because the great day of his wrath has come. Who is able to stand it? This is what it's talking about. This is what it's talking about. The dreadful day of Yahuwah, the seventh trumpet. Because after, you know, after the six seals are broken, the last seal is the seal Yahushua is coming, in which, you know, he will, you know, destroy the rest who have not been, you know, died. They will die from the sword that comes from his mouth. And so this is what he's talking about. So this is what Feast of Trumpets is foreshadowing to, is the day of Yahuwah. And so this is what we're thinking about, and we're thinking about the great and dreadful day of Yahuwah, in which we pray that we will be worthy. That's why he said, pray that you're worthy to escape those things which are coming upon the world. Because he knows that the day of Yahuwah is going to be dreadful, and you don't want to experience that. You know, we don't want to experience and see the day of Yahuwah, and we be on the wrong side of the day of Yahuwah, because it's going to be ugly. It's going to be, you just read what Amos said. You know, it's going to be ugly. It's going to be dreadful. And these people who have sinned and continue to practice lawlessness, they know, they're going to know at that time, they're going to ask the rocks to fall on them, because they're going to know that they can't escape what's coming upon the world. Because after that time, there's going to be no escape. There's going to be, you know, no escape once you have decided if you will take the mark of the beast. So this is what the Feast of Trumpets next week is foreshadowing to. It's foreshadowing to the day of Yahuwah, seventh trumpets. And don't let nobody fool you, because Christians, you know, they you know, and a lot of other people who, you know, read the scriptures, they have no concept of order, on which, you know, Yahuwah is not a Elohim of disorder. And so we're not on the fifth trumpet. We're not on the fifth seal. You know, we're not on the sixth seal, or a lot of people, they'll make it like that because they have false events to transpire. So they'll make it like, oh, we're on the fifth seal, you know, Armageddon is about to happen, and, you know, and a lot of people, and what we got to remember, just like Shaul said, you know, don't be easily shaken in letter or word if it's from us, you know, saying that the day of Yahuwah is near. The day of Yahuwah is not near, okay? But don't take that wrong way. It is near in a sense of it could be in our lifetime, but far as it happening, you know, in the next, you know, 2 or 3 years, it's not going to happen, because we know that the order of events is, number one, you have to have the first seal, you have to have the second seal, you have the third seal, fourth seal, and the sixth seal, and the seventh seal broken. And the seventh seal is the trumpets, the day of Yahuwah. Because each time a messenger blows a trumpet, is part of Yahuwah's wrath. So every time a messenger blows the trumpet, it is part of Yahuwah's wrath. And so this is what this is talking about. So when you reflect about the day, when you reflect about the trumpets, the Feast of Trumpets, just reflect about the dreadfulness and praying that, hey, anybody we know, that hey, they won't have to experience the day of Yahuwah, that they will be delivered out of the day of Yahuwah. This is what we need to pray and think about during these Feast of Trumpets, is think about like our family members and our people that we know, that they won't have to experience the day of Yahuwah, because there is no escaping. You will be destroyed. And so this is what we need to think about. You know, sometimes we have a connotation of the trumpets meaning, and yes, the trumpets have a good meaning, because we can't wait to the seventh trumpet, when they blow the trumpet and Yahushua comes and the dead and the Mashiach rise, and we meet them and we're with them forevermore. This is a great, going to be a great feeling. But we also pray that that people who have not accepted Yahushua, that they do so, because when the time comes, when Eliyahu and Enoch come, and they say, hey, how long we waver between two opinions, and they give that choice, and people make the wrong choice, they will have to go. They will have to experience the day of Yahuwah. And so that's what he has told the servants and the prophets about, and that's what the secret he has revealed, is that this feast that he's always told the Israelites to take part in, it's foreshadowing to the set, because the number seven in Hebrew means completion. So there's only seven seals, and there's seven trumpets with seven bowls of the fullness of Yahuwah's wrath. And this is three sevens. Okay, you have the seventh seal, the seventh trumpet, and the seven bowls of the completeness of Yahuwah's wrath. So this is what you have. And so we need to reflect on this week, that hey man, tell people about, and that's what the prophets used to warn people about. This is what the prophets used to warn people about. They used to warn people about the day of Yahuwah, because people don't understand the fullness of Yahuwah's wrath. We haven't seen the fullness of Yahuwah's wrath. Imagine just even seeing Yahuwah's wrath, period, on earth. Okay? But we're talking about, if the scripture is correct, you're talking about the fullness of Yahuwah's wrath. How angry can Yahuwah get? We understand the magnitude of his love, but understanding how angry, you're talking about the sovereign who has no limits. And that's why Yahuwah said, if it were not for the sake of the elect, no flesh would survive. Because that's how angry Yahuwah is, that the sins of this earth have reached the heavens. So this is what the day of Yahuwah, this is what the trumpets is talking about. They're talking about the day of Yahuwah. So we just wanted to talk about that, man, and just have that on your mind, so you understand what the day of Yahuwah is modeled toward. You listen to the Poetic Energy Network Station. I'm Yahuwah Sai, and we're on the way. I hope you have a blessed Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom to everybody out there. May Yahuwah bless you and your family, and may you keep going strong in the name of Yahushua and proclaim the Bessor to the ends of the earth. Shabbat Shalom, and we out of here.